What?
What?
You, why can't, there was what? Steam coming out, wasn't there?
What? I don't understand. Why? What?
Leave Dougie alone. He's having a hard day.
It's a good day show.
It is a good day show. The big news of the day today is my medical procedure. And I want to know that the audience is with me. Email from Eileen, who writes, "Hi, Doug.
Come on,
I,
Eileen,
too, am having a colonoscopy today, so I can relate to everything you are going through."
For those
of you who are not familiar with the conversation over this period, something a couple of days have been talking about, actually, here and there, because I think it's good to, when you're having fun with it, obviously, but everybody ought to know when you get beyond the age of 50, you ought to have these exams because it'll help you determine what's going on in your body. And I'm a big advocate of all of us knowing what's going on in our body. So anyway,
I wish you talked to my dad about it.
Hasn't he ever had one done?
Never.
Oh, not smart. No, you're probably smarter than that.
We actually got into a fight where I was actually crying, just begging him to make a stupid appointment. He wouldn't do it.
Really?
No, there
so
are
will you call him and tell him?
I will. As a matter of fact, I'll call him
that
and
it's
tell
actually
him.
Not bad. It
no, I'll have
good.
Much stronger words for him than that.
You know what? We should all go to his Facebook page and shame him into
let's
getting
do that.
Do it.
All right, Kenny, I want you to post on my Facebook page the information.
And tag him.
Yeah, and tag him and tell him I think he's a dumbass because he's not getting the thing.
Interesting I'll, choice of words.
Well, but I can, because I've known, I can talk to him like that, and he'll say, "Oh, dog." I can hear his voice now. He'll put on his radio voice.
There are certain things you should never.
I'm going to make my appointment. I'm going to make it when I want to make it. I'm going to make it.
Prostate cancer and colon cancer are two things that are 100% preventable.
Yep, absolutely. You're right, Richie, on that, 100%. All right, so anyway, here's the story from Eileen. My advice, she says, for Jennifer and Rich is to cut you some slack should you mentally flub things up this morning.
And you know what we have? We've just been laughing at the
after all the yuck you've been drinking and the many trips you've made to the bathroom, I have no doubt part of our brains have been flushed out of the toilet.
What's great is there'll be moments where Doug's like,
God.
We have to go to a break now. Rich, we got to come back now because we've only got about 30 seconds. That's how fine-tuned you are to your body.
Yes, I'm very tuned in. So Eileen is listening in Oklahoma City. Thank you, Eileen. 10 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. That part of the world has a lot of conversation focused on oil and oil train accidents. The U.S. Department of Transportation has ordered railroads this week to advise officials about any large shipments of crude oil that are going through their states. So I'm trying to figure out whether this is good or bad. I don't see why the Department of Transportation needs to know about oil shipments going through their states any more than they should know about loads of tractors going through the state on a truck or a trailer.
Because
loader.
Of that train that wrecked last week was carrying oil.
Yeah,
and there was an oil spill and it created a big
thing.
Mess. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So why does this is just another bureaucracy or a bureaucratic connection to control. What is knowing that they have oil in the truck? I mean, the next thing they're going to say, okay, all trucks carrying gasoline, all trucks carrying diesel fuel, everybody carrying oil for the heat your home, everybody has got jet fuel. Let's have a record of what you're doing. Where are you and what are you doing? No, 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 no. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
Okay, no.
What is the reason for doing this other than control of commerce? They're not going to stop anything, but unless they say, well, you can't bring that many tanker loads of oil on the same train. What difference? You see what I'm saying? There's nothing that comes of this that makes any sense. Why do we need to know more about what's going on in these circumstances? It's foolishness. All right, here's another governmental thing. The birth rates. How many people know anything about the number of people born in their community? Richie, how much You live in suburban Washington, about 1670 miles out of the city near the airport. This is a fairly interesting suburban, rapidly growing community. Do you know how large it is now versus what it was when you first moved there 10 years ago?
Oh, I do not.
No. No. You don't follow that sort of thing?
No.
No.
Not okay. Close enough, no.
All right. Jennifer, well,
no,
where she lives, the population is going down, not up. All right, Kenny, where you are...
Only our souls, Dougie. The people are still here. It's just our souls.
Oh, really? Okay. What's it like? Where are the numbers in your area outside of San Diego?
To be honest, I don't have any idea.
Well, so here, aren't you glad I brought this up? Birth rates, crucial for economic growth.
I take that back.
Going down. What?
I can look at what is going on in my kids' schools. And I know that the population in their school is going up, therefore.
Right.
So, now,
I would say, I was talking about the town meeting in Framingham struggling with what it's costing. We have 783 new students, and most of them are not people who were born here coming into kindergarten. What does that tell you about what the town, how the town's being run and what the focus is of the local economy? It's stuff to think about. Anyway, the reason I ask the question is because economic growth falters. The number of people being born slows down. Number of people being born in our country is off, but because we have so many most of illegal immigration has now become part of these numbers, and that's why the schools are bringing so many people in the schools, because we have so many illegals here. And the numbers, the reason we have the economy being on sort of shaky ground is because the number of people that are born here and who would contribute is not contribute in a positive way, is not growing. So the economy is flat. And that's what the basic cropping of this study that was released yesterday is all about. All right. Dr. Joy Brown helps us understand ourselves a bit better in a moment here on Good Day.
Spring is here and everything is blooming just outside your door. But inside, there are lingering household smells that you can't get rid of. Make those foul odors magically disappear with Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener naturally absorbs odors and leaves a clean, fresh scent. It's the perfect fresh air solution because it just doesn't cover up odors, it eliminates them. Try a free sample. Call 877-344-7724 today or go to citrusmagic2014.com. Look for Citrus Magic Air Freshener at your favorite retailer and bring those spring scents into your home. Call today for your free sample. 877-344-7724. Citrus Magic Air Freshener is available as a long-lasting solid or an eco-friendly non-aerosol spray. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Call right now for your free sample. 877-344-7724. Or go to citrusmagic2014.com for your free sample.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Happy to have Richie and Jennifer and Amy with our opportunity every week that's given to us to visit with Dr. Joy Brown. Her website is drjoy.com, and you can reach her every day, noon to 3 East Coast time, live on the air at 855-99-DR-JOY. But if you have questions, that line's available 24 hours a day. You can call her and leave the question there, and she'll answer it on the air as soon as she can. So, as we mess around here trying to understand what makes us happy, that song that makes us happy is talking, Joy, about happiness earlier on. I saw a story of a woman in North Carolina who posted on her Facebook page while she was driving, "The happy song makes me so happy." As she finished texting that, she was clobbered broadside by a truck because she wasn't watching what she was doing. She was killed.
This looks something out of a bad cartoon.
Well,
how do you find these stories?
Well, I mean, it's what goes on.
Let me ask you, how would you know the timing on it? I mean,
they saw her Facebook update
and
put it together with the time of the accident.
Yeah, right. So,
because they saw the phone on the floor.
Time fleets, happiness fleets. We still have...
Don't text and drive.
Well, I guess there's that for sure here. But the other side of it is, more importantly, keeping ourselves happy. It's not up to you, Joy, to make me happy. It's not up to me to make you happy. I may be happy when I'm around you. I may be happy when I'm around other people. I may be sad if I'm around these people. But it isn't them who causes it. It is our feeling, and we have to take, I don't want to get too psychobabblish here, but we got to take responsibility for ourselves, as we do with our health. How is it that so many people don't really understand that, do you think? I bet you get questions all the time about, he makes me so mad. But,
well,
no.
let me just have the final word on the text lady. I mean, to a certain extent, you could look at it as she did, in fact, die happy.
Yeah.
Right.
She did. Her last moments were spent being happy about that song and about just being happy.
I would argue that's not necessarily a great use of your time, but, you know, all right. So let me tell you a quick story. A bunch of years ago, and this is kind of, it's on me, and it's not necessarily inherently, it'll seem initially like I'm not staying on point, but I am. I was separated from my then husband and went with a woman friend of mine. I took my daughter, and her son was a little bit older, and the four of us went up to the Berkshires to go skiing because we'd already
Berkshires in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts,
state,
right,
yeah.
Skiing, cross-country skiing. And this was all planned, and it was an escape, and it was, we'd already talked about the you know, separation, and he shows up, and it's like 2.5 hours from Boston, where we lived, and he said, "I just thought we could all go skiing together tomorrow." And I said, "I mean, this was not the point. This was the point to give us a little bit of separation from one another because you know this is a tough time for both of us." And he said, "Oh," and I sort of held firm. I said, "You know, we can't do that. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's misleading to both of us and to our kid and whatever." I didn't do it, even though. And I went back in the room and I was sobbing. And I said to my friend, she just recently died. She's a little older than I was, which is a great idea, having a friend who's already been there, done it. And I went back in the room, and I was sobbing. And I said, "He makes me feel so guilty." And she, without batting an eye, splashed cold water on me, actually, but metaphorically, and said, "You own the button. Nobody can make you do anything. It's your push it, but you own the button." Mm-hmm. And I think that's true about happiness as well. It's a choice.
Yep.
And that we have to have the happiness button. Now, somebody may be able to access it, or we may be able to access it ourselves, but we have to own it. We have to say, "I choose." And there are times where it just doesn't seem like happiness is much of an option, but you can always find something. Well, you know, I'm sick, but, you know, my toenails are not ingrown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that my kids are driving me nuts.
Oh, I know some of those people.
Have good hair.
Yeah.
So, we all know somebody like that.
Yeah.
All right, always good words of advice. That's why Joy is
you
so popular.
Own the
you
button.
Own
yeah,
you.
It's your button.
Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99-DR-JOY, or go to drjoy.com and you will be happy. She won't make you happy, you'll be happy.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Telling me, or are you telling everybody that?
I'm telling you. You can tell everybody.
Yeah. I'm definitely twisted.
She got the Mercedes Benz.
Nobody's gonna get mine. I have my 1985 Mercedes 300 diesel, Richie.
The one he tried to pawn off on me.
No, but this is really cool. There's no rust on this car. I'm tooling around, having a great old time. This is the
European one, right?
No, this is domestic. This is a domestic,
okay.
This is American one. Yeah, right. It's so simple.
They're great old cars.
Yeah, they're a wonderful car. Anyway, Hotel California, the Eagles, number one during this week in 1977. A little reminder of good music days gone by, if you will. I thought many of you would be interested to know, since we have talked this week about Richard Branson doing something that's fairly clever. He's trying to figure out how he can get people from New York to Tokyo in about an hour. And that may happen in our lifetime. NASA, according to a story that we have from today's show at DougStephan.com, may be getting ready to send men and vehicles to Mars to build a greenhouse, plant life. They want
really?
To see.
Yeah. Yeah,
researchers
cool.
proposing putting a plant growth experiment on the next Mars rover, scheduled to launch in mid-2020, land on the red planet in early 2021. The investigation is known as the Mars Plant Experiment, MPX. Isn't there a car that Nissan makes called the MPX, or is that the Lincoln?
Yeah, it's the MKZ.
Oh, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Well, letters anyway.
I think they have an MKX, too, or something like that.
Anyway, this could lay the foundation for the colonization of Mars. You heard about...
what if they put a tomato plant in there, and they end up growing like 8-foot tomatoes?
Yeah, and send Godzilla up there to get it.
Right.
Yeah. When we had Edward Aldrin, not Aldrin, who do we have?
Buzz Aldrin, no, it was...
Edwin...
the astronaut, yes.
Yeah, right.
Let me see here, hold on.
Anyway.
I'll let you know.
He said that we better be ready, or we better be starting to make preparations to move people off this planet, because we can't sustain the planet the way it is. Too many people. We can't run it. We can't manage it or them. We don't have enough food, supplies, water, anything. The planet's overpopulated now. So what are we going to do? Especially when you have societies like the Indians and the people in the Middle East who all want, and certain religions, you need to have more, so that we can, you know, make sure that our religion survives. Well, your religion may survive, but you haven't got a planet to stay on, so what the heck are you doing? Anyway, he suggested that we get on, and this is the way to figure out whether it's habitable or not.
Think about that, though. Think about you're working at NASA on a project that doesn't happen for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And you're getting ready to retire in 5 years or something. It would be, these long-term projects, when you're looking at space or trying to find a cure for cancer, and you work on it for all your life,
mm-hmm.
or for 20 years or something like that, and then the mission isn't realized until after you're gone.
Yeah.
Although it must be cool to sit to watch it finally happen, but, you know.
27 after on Good Day.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh.
And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. For more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Forever or not, we'll try to make it last as long as we can. Jennifer, updating television news in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we put things into perspective. Also coming up, how to deal with a valet. Those of you who have had problems having your car valet, this comes from observation, by the way. The place where I live in California is right it's on the block right off the beach, off the Pacific Coast Highway. So there are about a dozen or so restaurants all around, and they all are, the valets park in a parking lot across the street from my house. And some of the things I see these guys doing with people's cars.
What do they do? That scares me a little bit. Like, it's Ferris Bueller when they took the car for a ride.
This is just all right. I'll pass it along in a few minutes. Right now, though, some updates, latest things that Kenny is following for us with your comments, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Boko Haram. Whenever I see this group's name, I
is
think...
Is it Haram or Haram?
I know. I say Haram. Who's it? Is it Haram?
Haram.
Haram, is it?
But it sounds fun to make it sound like you're making it rhyme with Procol Harum.
Yeah, exactly. Procol Harum.
Yeah, right. So we have these people in our sights because they're the ones responsible for stealing the lives from hundreds of young girls and selling them into slavery. Now there's another problem with them. Apparently they attacked, went on the rampage in a busy marketplace yesterday in Nigeria, the capital of Nigeria. So this makes the focus more not on just what's going on in Nigeria, but the bombings, the massacres, the abductions. These people,
they
once
killed
again,
at least 150 people in this village yesterday.
Just went through and took them out.
They were burning their houses, and then when they ran out, they were...
Because they might have an allegiance to the Nigerian government.
Well, you see, this is what you're dealing with when it comes to these militants. And so people who hear that they are Islamic militants go bananas. See, we told you, none of those Muslims. Well, you can trust none of them. They're awful. Kill them all.
Let me tell you something. These people don't make a good name for anybody. And all they're doing now is attracting attention to themselves. Yeah. They don't know what they have just brought down on themselves. They have the whole world wanting to go in there and just root these people out and clean house now.
I have. You know, it's interesting. It's symbolism, Richie. We have a tool tool that we put on the backhoe on the farm, and it's aimed at getting, there are scrub trees and things, and we're doing a lot of this work on the farm this time of year. These little scrub brush and trees.
Right, and it'll weed the tree, yeah.
So we put it in the ground, and it is the only thing I've ever seen that actually pulls all the stuff out of the ground at its roots, because if you cut it off, it'll grow back again.
Yep.
But your... The essence of the symbolism that you just placed into our head makes me think about that, and it's a great thing to think about.
Absolutely.
Rooting them out,
you
and
have to
burning
root
them
it out.
That's what you have to do with these people. They aren't people. They're not even human beings.
They've been under the radar. I mean, who's been paying attention? Who knew who Boko Haram was?
Well, there's a connection to some of the Islamic militants that are in Somalia, who have they've been leading all the pirates. But this is the element that you're dealing with. And by the way, what's the cause of this? Why is Nigeria and Somalia the home of these sort of events?
Because there's lawlessness.
Because there's no law. There's no interest. The outside world has no interest because there's nothing of value in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, there's a little bit of
oil. Yeah, but there's
not a lot. In Somalia, is nothing.
Right.
Zero.
And the world doesn't pay any attention to it because there's no money. There's no connection to anything.
Yeah,
there's no diamonds. There's no oil.
When people
hear
stories of young girls being kidnapped and sold into slavery, it is a world crisis.
You got to wonder behind the scenes what is being planned by some of our military people with these SEALs, as effective as they are most of the time. What do you?
Well, the FBI is going in, right?
But the FBI isn't going to do anything. What the hell are they?
No,
gonna
they're going to supply logistics, communication. They're going to try and track what they'll try and do.
That's the CIA, but it's the same thing.
Right. They have a delegation of 10 people from the FBI and other services that are going. And what they will try and do is seek them out. Where are these people? Mm-hmm. Okay, now you go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where they are. We have found where they are.
Found them, go
Here's
get
the
them.
Best way to get them.
And they can find them.
And go get them.
They can find them. Sure, they can find anybody they want.
The implications on social media, and Ken, you can probably speak to this even better than I can, but it has been a huge movement on social media. There's a hashtag created. It's all over Twitter and Facebook. It would be impossible for our government not to respond like they did because, there's been a huge outcry of support to find these girls.
Yeah, let me tell you, some billions of military to help police.
No, wait a minute, hold on.
This is the
if
place
we're
going
to dump millions of dollars into trying to find that doggone plane that isn't anywhere in the ocean, why are we spending whatever the same amount of money is to get these girls out of captivity? I'd much rather see us spend money for something like that that's worthwhile than wasting it trying to find that plane that isn't in the ocean in the first place. So there. All right, next. Here's an about face. In court in South Carolina, neo-Nazi couple seemed remorseful for the murder of a sex offender last year, but they changed their tunes when life sentences were handed down. Jeremy and Christine Moody told.
Got it.
There was a lot of drama in my voice at the end of that. Anyway, they told reporters they would commit murders like that again. Jeremy Moody told police he killed a man and his wife because the husband was on the South Carolina sex offender registry. The judge dished out the life terms after he caught the Moody smiling at each other in court. So, isn't that interesting how what would turn their fate was them looking at each other after they expressed remorse and smile. Oh, okay.
Right. The old wink and nod.
Yeah. Not so fast there, Charlie. Okay. When's the last time you valeted your car, Kenny?
Oh, God. Last time I was in Vegas, probably a month ago.
All right. Richie, when's the last time you valeted your car?
2 months.
Jennifer, when did you valet your car?
Probably a month or so ago.
All right.
Bruce Chris Steakhouse.
Right. Okay. So most people have had this experience. Some people have it more than others. There is a book coming out that basically dishes out the dirt on valets and what really happens to your car. So the rough driving that I see these guys, when they come around the corner, they screech. When they slam on the brakes, they just, the bigger and fancier the car, and there's plenty of them where I live, the faster and more abusive they are with your car. So I thought we ought to check out for a couple of minutes some of the tips that are included in this book about parking and valeting from a guy who used to be a valet. Make sure you tip before the car is taken to the parking lot. In other words, when you get out of the car, you give the driver a tip. The valets are mostly minimum wage, and where I am, most of them are probably illegal, and they sure as heck don't speak English. So if you give them a tip when you get out, okay, here's $10. Make sure you take good care of my car. Number two, do not leave anything of value in the car. The restaurant will tell you they're not responsible for anything. And so, don't worry about that. No, don't leave things. This is kind of too bad because it sort of gets at the root of our trust. This is like renting a car, too, by the way. I've seen in the parking lot, when I've taken Charlotte out for a walk at night, these guys, the parking lot where they put the cars also has a lot of trucks and trailers parked in it, and they easily and frequently scratch, touch, get up close to. So if you're not looking for the condition of the car, I mean, this is horrible, but that's really, if you want not to be ripped off by a valet, these are things to keep in your mind. And tell them what time approximately you're going to be back. Right? Never, if you have a car,
they can return the car 5 minutes earlier.
Right. So that they're back in time.
Right. Never, ever give a car to these people if it's a gearbox car. Stick shift? Never. Never. Well, I get gearbox. They call it gearbox car in Europe. Never, 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 never. And by the way, when I talk about tips, don't give them a buck. We all
What's
do that.
What's a good tip for a valet?
I think in the neighborhood I'm talking about, $10 is probably good. At least it'll get their attention. They'll know what's what. But I think all of us have had some of these run-ins with these sorts, and not a good... That's not cool.
So here's a tip. You scratch my car, I'll hunt you and your
That's
family.
That's right. I'll find you.
That's a Rich McFadden way of dealing with it.
That's right.
Richie is here. Jennifer is here. Jennifer reports on television news in a matter of moments. Ken Kessler, here's the news of the day for those of you who have not yet taken care of your mother. For Mother's Day, maybe this is a good thing because I have a one-day special offer just for you. Send your mom a beautiful bouquet of flowers and then send her the freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. All right? This is a two-for-one-er, and it is today only. Spoil your mom with berries and flowers by going to berries.com, berries.com, or dial 866-FRUIT-02 to get the berries, to get the flowers for $39.99. Your mom will not see this coming. She'll be surprised. Oh, isn't this wonderful? You did this, and it's early. Aren't you sweet? And then the next day, so you call today. You get them delivered, the flowers tomorrow and the chocolates on Saturday. That's how this works. So do it today. Do it now. Go to berries.com. Pretty good idea, right? I thought this was very cool, actually. Berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Type in good day, and you'll get the flowers and the dipped strawberries, 2 days of love for your mother for $39.99. Berries.com. The offer good today only. She's going to call everybody and tell them how wonderful you are. Berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in good day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. How many of your tax dollars go to pay for lawsuits? Unfortunately, government officials don't file reports on this, so we'll never know how high our tax-funded lawsuit bill is. Yet every once in a while, a government watchdog group will investigate this, and a report out of Chicago shed some light on just how big this problem is. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, taxpayers in the Windy City paid more than $500 million on police-related lawsuits alone over the past decade. That's right, one city department responsible for $500 million in lawsuits. Let's be fair, a large number of these lawsuits are frivolous. Some are not. As with any large organization, there's always a few bad apples. Experts point out that police disciplinary systems in many cities need to be fixed. But only a few bad cops can create a lot of big problems, not only for their victims, but for the rest of us as taxpayers. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer for the Boston Massive responses.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All righty now, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn. I thought perhaps it would be interesting if Richie's done his homework and found the theme to one of the most popular television programs of all time. On this date in 1984, Aaron Moran and Scott Baio got married.
Yeah, I can do that.
Joni and Chachi.
Aww.
The series...
America wept.
Yeah, I guess maybe I didn't, but Henry Winkler did, I think, didn't he? Ron Howard.
Bond.
Wasn't, well, Ron Howard had left the program, I guess, by that.
Uh-huh. Anyway. William.
But he came back for that.
Oh, he did come back for the wedding?
The wedding. His sister got married, of course.
It was the final season on ABC.
And
the
then
final...
it was Joni Loves Chachi.
Right.
Right, exactly.
What a horrible show that was.
What, Joni Loves Chachi?
Yeah.
Well, Happy Days was not. It was a great show. And it's nice to have that memory. All right, fast forward to May the 8th, 2014. Jennifer has the latest.
Hey,
big
that's today.
It is today. The Big Bang Theory. Richie, you could be playing I Like Chinese.
Why?
They don't like Big Bang Theory.
Really? Why not?
Well, Jennifer's going to tell you.
Because Chuck Lowry gave it to him in his, you know, he has those vanity cards. And so he wrote one and kind of took a hit at China, and they didn't take too kindly to it.
Oh, at the end of the show.
Yeah, those vanity cards.
Like,
that they
4 or 5 seconds, they flash this card up there, and it's got this treatise or whatever it is.
Yeah, you got to be careful because you've got if you blink, you miss it. But
right.
If you pause it, you can actually read some of the good gossip going on.
The Chinese are reading it.
So he took a whack at China, huh?
They took a whack at China.
So now,
they took a whack at them first.
They tried to leave, but they were
China banned the Big Bang Theory first. That's why he took
really got
at them.
Why? What's wrong with the Big Bang Theory?
They said it was
smart American.
Possibly corrupting their culture.
Really?
Yeah, letting people know that in America we can be smart too. Hey, but there is some good news, Dougie.
Yes.
Law and Order, SVU,
yes,
is coming back. There was thought that it wouldn't. And now it'll be back for a 16th season. I know you like that show.
Well, I don't like it. It's a little violent, but I'm glad to see the Law and Order franchise stay around in one way or another.
The reason it came back, Dick Wolf is the guy who puts it all together, and NBC made a commitment to keep his Chicago Fire and Chicago PD on the air. So it was a package deal with Law and Order SVU. Even with those ratings declines, American Idol coming back for a 14th season.
But they did cancel some other shows.
They canceled Enlisted, Dad, Surviving Jack, and Rake. New Girl and Mindy Project are here to stay, though, so you're in good shape.
There you go. 51 after on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With America now stepping in to provide assistance, the chorus of outrage grows over the kidnapping of schoolgirls in Nigeria. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. About 3 weeks ago, more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria were abducted by an Islamist militant group, which has vowed to sell them as slaves. The attention focused on this crisis has grown. American FBI agents and military advisors are among those traveling to Nigeria to help in the rescue efforts. At the Nigerian embassy in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas said it's time to stop the terrorists.
Our first command and demand is to use all resources to bring the terrorist thug to justice.
Congresswoman Marsha Fudge of Ohio said the situation faced by children and their families in Nigeria is not just a recent event.
This has been 3 weeks now. And mind you, killing of young children, boys and girls, has been going on in Nigeria for years. And it is finally time that we make something happen to make it stop.
At Morgan State University in Maryland yesterday, nearly 200 students and others on campus held an energetic rally making their feelings known. Kia Smith is one of those who was there in a show of support for the schoolgirls.
It says everyone cares, you know, everyone put aside the rain, they put aside their selfish, you know, tendencies, and they came out for a bigger cause to stand together and show that Morgan State cares and Morgan State supports bringing the girls back.
And there's word now the militant group that kidnapped the schoolgirls attacked a village used as a base by troops searching for the girls. Witnesses telling CNN that Boko Haram militants killed at least 150 people, burning some alive when they attacked a busy outdoor market. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails. Savor our seared ahi tuna with wasabi guacamole, featuring line-caught South Pacific tuna, or our vine-ripened heirloom tomato salad. And for dessert, enjoy our light and delicate ginger panna cotta with fresh strawberries. This Mother's Day, simply purchase $50 in gift cards for Mom and receive a $10 bonus card. Available at your local P.F. Chang's or online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
Come on, dude. Go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like 3 times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow with a triple-digit gain, up 117 to close at 16,518. NASDAQ down 13 points. S&P with a 10-point gain. Residents of central Kansas clearing debris after strong thunderstorms tore through the area yesterday. Winds of up to 90 miles per hour caused a train to derail in McPherson County. No injuries reported. High winds and hail also caused damage to homes, vehicles, and trees elsewhere. Meanwhile, in tornado-stricken Arkansas, President Obama assuring residents there the nation stands behind them.
The federal government's going to be right here until we get, you know, these communities rebuilt.
After viewing damages in central Arkansas yesterday, the president called the situation devastating. He said all available federal resources will be provided as residents start to rebuild. And finally, think back to last year. First pick in the 2013 NFL draft. Remember who it was? NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, if you please.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher. Tackle, Central Michigan.
Well, here we are. It's 2014, and tonight is NFL Draft Night in New York City. The draft has become an extravaganza unto itself, stretched over 3 days and many rounds. But viewership for ESPN's coverage of the NFL Draft for night number one tonight will be very high. Fans will be holding draft parties all over the place. The Houston Texans have the first pick this year. They may trade down or keep the pick, in which case they are expected to take standout defensive end Jadeveon Clowney of the University of South Carolina. In any case, watching the draft, especially the first night, can be a lot of fun for some. But for others, it can bring back some nagging memories. In my case, second grade, Alden Terrace Elementary, we had an annual kickball team draft.
With the last pick, Tommy's kickball team takes that Weiss kid because, well, he's the last one left.
It was doubly insulting. They kept mispronouncing my name. I should have just become a free agent and taken my chances. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
For contractors and do-it-yourselfers alike, Sacrete has a full line of premium concrete, mortar, and stucco mixes, along with maintenance and repair products for concrete and asphalt. Sacrete has over 75 years of expertise helping people with their concrete projects. Whether you're laying a new concrete slab, repairing cracked concrete, or resurfacing concrete, Sacrete has the products to help you get the job done quicker and easier. Visit Sacrete.com to watch our how-to videos and for project material calculators. Trust Sacrete, the pro's choice since 1936.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.